A very good morning, guys, and welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. And today morning doesn't look like a good expiry day, where GIFT Nifty is trading again down by 69 points at 24,561. But yesterday was all about RBI and MPC policy meet, where they kept the repo unchanged at 5.5%. But tariffs war continued, where US added additional 25% tariffs on the oil imports. And on back of that, US markets saw a huge rally, where Nasdaq was helped by Apple, which was up nicely, and Nasdaq went up by 1.2%, trading around 21,169, whereas S&P 500 traded 0.73 pips higher at 63.45, along with Dow futures as of today morning is trading strong. So Europe was positive yesterday, US market closed positive. Today morning, Asia is also mostly trading positive, with Nikkei leading the pack 0.7% higher, 287 points higher, trading around 41,082, followed by Straits, which is again up by almost 0.7%, 30 points higher, 42.58. But the leader amongst Asian markets is Taiwan, which is up by 2.28%, 534 points higher, along with Jakarta, which is also positive, and Kospi is trading in the positive territory. So except for GIFT Nifty Indian markets, all the global markets are trading positive, whereas Brent crude has stayed below that $68 mark and is trading around 67.57, along with gold, which has started to rally and traded around 33.81 levels. Dollar index is at 98.25 and USD INR is just shy of that 88 levels. We have to watch for those 88 levels getting breached in the next couple of days. It has taken a resistance over there, so 87.73 is where it is trading at. But FIs once again were net sellers yesterday, wherein they sold around 409,000 where they sold around 4,999 crores of equity yesterday, and the monthly figure stands at 10,954 crores for FI. For DIs, yesterday they bought again 6,794 crores of equity, and the monthly figure stands at 18,207. So yesterday gave up. Today is 7th August, and we are seeing around 255 earnings that are going to be declared today, with some big names as Titan, LIC, Godrej Consumer Products, BSC is going to declare, HPCL, GIC, Kalyan Jewelers. So a lot of big names are also coming up, and results are to be seen today. Along the TK screener front, we are not seeing any index showing any positive strength, and pharma, IT, FMCG, realty, midcap, infra, auto, everyone is in negative territory, and there is hardly any index which is showing some sign of positivity except for capital markets and some finance and bank Nifty stocks. So keep a watch on that as well. So currently GIFT Nifty is trading around 24,562, so it is going to open around 60 points lower, whereas if we look at 7th August, that is today's expiry, synthetic future, which is trading at 24,577, and 24,550 straddle is trading around 180, implying a range of almost 24,700 on the upside, and on the downside we have around 24,450, which should be watched for. So 24,500 is an important support zone. We have already broken 24,600 levels, and cautiousness need to be brought in, but keep a watch for the second half, where the volatility might increase actually after the first jerk that we see in the morning. And I think keeping positions light would be a good trade. The 7th August implied volatilities are trading around 12.29, expected to open around 14.5 in the morning, whereas 14th and 20th August still trading around that 10.8 to 11 zone, where it is trading flat. So on that front, we are seeing gold again rallying back and can be looked for buying as well, which is trading at 1,699 on MCA, whereas silver is trading at 1,12,906 levels. So both are showing some strength, along with crude, which is on the weaker side and can be looked for selling, which is trading at 5,817. Nat gas again has come under selling pressure and is trading at 261 levels, so that can be looked at selling as well. From an option strategy front, a broken butterfly that can be taken at levels of 24,700, where whole buildup has happened, where if the market breaches that 660 mark, we could see rally higher, going higher at 24,700 as well. Puts shouldn't be sold in the morning, as clients are already holding around 5,91,000 shares long, with almost 1,29,000 shares long on the call side and 4,62,000 shares short on the put side, thereby having a net exposure of 5,91,000 and also a future exposure of 1,40,000. So clients are strongly bullish, whereas if you look at pro data, pros are around 2,47,000 shares they have on the short side, which they have created by buying puts of 1,71,000 shares and selling calls of around 76,000 shares, thereby giving a net exposure of 2,47,000 on the short side, whereas the future exposure is stands at just 18,000 shares, so that can be ignored as well. So right now 24,600 is that important zone where we are going to open just below that, so keep a watch on that, guys. Today's volatility expectations are higher, the volatility can go up, the signal on TP Algo is still on the sell side, where slow and fast both are showing sell signs. So this was Tanmay, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. If you like this audio podcast, give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and see you all once again tomorrow. So this was Tanmay signing off on 7th of August at 8:10. Thank you all for listening.